Welcome back to Side Hustle School. Today is our 2800th episode, 2800. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for those who've been around for a while, especially anybody who's been around from the beginning, which was 7 years ago, a little bit more than 7 years ago, I suppose. Here we are, episode 2800. We're going to talk today, how does anyone profit on Temu? That's right. For all these episodes, we keep coming up with new ideas, new case studies, examples, stories, questions from listeners, how you can profit, how you can build something for yourself, create financial freedom to do more of what's important to you. That's what it's all about. So in this question, because we're just going to dive straight in as we do, today's question comes from Olivia in Seattle. She's been exploring different platforms for selling products. She came across Temu. Lots of people are buying stuff on Temu. You've probably seen it on TikTok or Instagram, or you've probably seen some Temu products, even if you're not super familiar with the platform itself. It is a competitive marketplace, and she is wondering, our listener, how sellers manage to profit on it. So let's see if I can give her a couple strategies. It should be helpful to her and to others out there. That's always our goal. Again, thank you for being part of the community. Detailed question and my answer in just 30 seconds.
Hi, Chris. Olivia here from Seattle. I've been exploring different platforms for selling products, and I came across Temu. It seems like a competitive marketplace, and I'm curious about how sellers manage to profit on it. What strategies do successful sellers use to stand out and actually make money on Temu? Are there specific types of products or marketing techniques that work best? I've learned so much from your podcast and would appreciate any insights you can share on this.
Hey, Olivia, thanks for the question. Temu can be a competitive marketplace, but there's a lot of sellers and a lot of buyers. It's always a good sign when there's a lot of buyers. Sometimes there's a platform that a lot of people are using, but more people are trying to sell than buy. That's not as good, right? You want to go somewhere where there are a lot of buyers, and Temu works. So let's break down some key tactics. Number one, choosing the right products. Probably the most important thing, like selecting the right products to sell, is what is going to enable you to be successful or not. So you want to find products that have a high demand but aren't overly saturated. And this goes back to what I was doing when I was selling on eBay many, many years ago, more than 20 years ago. I would go and look and say, okay, what are people buying? But there's not a ton of sellers. Like there's a few sellers, but a lot of buyers. So you just spend a lot of time browsing and look through different categories, and one thing tends to lead to another. You can usually see the closed listings. You can see what has sold, what's being listed, what are the prices. So there's a little bit of analysis that goes into this, or maybe a lot of analysis, let's say, but that time is worth it because that's going to help you find, okay, here are the items that I need to sell. And you could choose to sell a whole bunch of things, or you can specialize in a niche market. Depending on the time that you have to devote to this project, that might determine which path is best for you. So once you've chosen at least one category that you're going to work in, creating high quality product listings goes a long way. So just having some really clear professional images, or not even professional, I should just say high resolution images, just good photos is all I mean. Multiple angles, close-up shots, and then detailed descriptions, like really clear informative descriptions that highlight the features and benefits of your product. Make sure you're honest about any flaws or shortcomings, and use a lot of relevant keywords. Keywords are really important for a platform like this because people are finding your listings based on search. So think about the terms potential buyers would use to find your product. And okay, so there you've got the right products, you've got the right listings, you have chosen a competitive price. People are shopping on Temu in large part because of price. So you're not going to be able to set too high of a price, but also make sure you're accounting for all costs, including production, shipping, Temu's fees, you know, just to make sure that you're actually going to make a profit. So consider some promotions, discounts, anything like that. Limited time offers, that's good, but just make sure you are still making profit. Otherwise, you know, you don't actually have a side hustle, you have a hobby. And then there's a lot we could talk about from there, but if you get those things right, you are off to a really good start, and you're going to be better than a lot of people. So Temu has some tools to look at. You can do email marketing together with Temu. There are a lot of stats you can kind of dig into once you have established some history, but it all starts with choosing the right products and writing good descriptions. So I would do that first. Olivia and everybody else, best of luck. I am cheering you on as always. Excited to bring you another 2800 episodes. Well, I'm not sure we'll do that many, but at least for now, we've got a new one every single day, 7 days a week. So I hope you'll subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.